62237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, it's the fall season, and the old saying is true, fall is for planting. Fall is a chance for you to rebuild your yard because you've had a hot summer. Most of us have had a very dry summer, not much rain, very, very hot. Last year was the opposite. Last year we had 20-plus inches of rain, the whole East Coast, cold, nothing grew. This year we were hot and dry. Things look good, but now is the time to repair everything. And to help you understand what needs to be done, I've asked my friend Ashton to join us from the Scotts Company, Ashton Ritchie, to tell you what to do this fall. Good morning, Ashton.
Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How is everything with Ashton today?
Everything's good. And I tell you, I'm kind of looking for some cooler weather. How about you?
Yesterday in Maine, we were 88 degrees.
Who would have thought?
Yes.
It's supposed to be the first day of fall this past week sometime. But, well, I tell you what, as we get into the cooler weather, you can really help out your lawn by feeding it because a lot of the growth will go on down below ground where you can't see it. And that's really critical here in the fall, And, of course, whether you're starting new grass seed, you need to feed that with a special fertilizer, or if you've got your existing lawn, you need to feed that with a special fertilizer for winter. It's really important to do that this time of year.
Can you explain to our listeners why planting grass in the fall is much better than at any time of the year?
Well, sure. This time of the year, the soil is warm. So you get faster germination than you do with planting early in the spring when the soil is cold. In fact, the same grass seed can come up sometimes as quickly as faster, like 3 to even 7 days faster than if it was planted in the spring. And, of course, planting it now so that it has plenty of time to get some nice good growth, get some roots established before the real cold weather sets in is very, very important. So September is usually thought of as just prime grass seed planting time of the year. And I think this year with the warmer weather we've had, it's been pushed back a little bit, but this is a perfect time to get your grass planted.
So if you're thinking, well, it is September, it's almost winter, this is the best time because your ground is warmer. And as Ashton said, it could germinate as much as a week quicker than if you do it in the springtime. So don't get discouraged. If your lawn has a lot of damage to it, scratch the ground to expose the seed to the soil. Keep it wet. Now, you want everybody to use a starter fertilizer. Tell us why, Ashton.
Well, the nutrients that are available to that new grass seed when it first starts to grow are very important, and a starter fertilizer is balanced so that it's it got exactly the right nutrients to get the grass started, plus it's got that slow-release nitrogen to release as the grass is beginning to grow. So that's almost a given. You almost absolutely need to put down the starter fertilizer the same day you seed in order to get good results. And then, of course, keeping the seed watered is the next most important thing. And you already mentioned getting it in good contact with the soil. But we've tried to make that a lot easier for you at Scotts because we have a couple of products that really make it a whole lot easier to keep the moisture next to that grass seed. If you're doing a bare spot, the Scotts Easy Seed is spelled E-Z, not E-A-S-Y, but E-Z Seed, has got the seed and the starter fertilizer and the mulch. And the mulch is a special material that actually expands as it gets wet. It's a natural material that once you wet it, it expands and it turns from light brown to dark brown. And then when it turns back to light brown again, it's time to water again. So that's a good signal as to when you should water your bare patches. But that's a great way to do bare patch repair.
Now, does this Easy Seed have fertilizer in it as well, Ashton?
Yes. You know,
So all the homeowner has to do is just get those little bare spots cleaned out, get all the weeds and stuff out, sprinkle that Easy Seed and water, and it's ready, all ready to go.
That's correct.
Now, if they're starting a new lawn, let's say today, and they're going to put down their grass seed, some lime if there's moss on their property, and then put down a starter fertilizer, Would it be necessary, and if, when would they put a second application of fertilizer, and would it be a starter fertilizer also?
You would come back about 4 weeks, 5 weeks after you've done your seeding with the Scotts Super Turf Builder, and that's what it would take to kind of get your grass seed to mature once it's actually germinated. And, of course, you want it to grow as much as possible in order to, become totally established before you get into the real, real cold weather. So about 4 weeks with the Scotts Super Turf Builder. And actually, you can use the Super Turf Builder with Winter Guard would be a good feeding for that. You just don't want to use one that has a weed control in it.
So no weed killers at all, just a straight fertilizer.
Yes, I think I may have misspoke about the Easy Seed having the starter fertilizer in it. I'm thinking now that it does not have the starter fertilizer in it. So I think you should put the starter fertilizer down the same day that you put the Easy Seed down. You know, I was getting confused there a little bit in my old age, Paul. I was thinking of the Scotts Patchmaster product that we've had for years that does have the starter fertilizer with it.
Okay.
Sorry about that. It's early Sunday morning. I'm still on my first cup of coffee.
Well, everybody's in the same boat, believe me, Ashton. So if we can get some fertilizer down now and the seed, a lot of people will say, Paul, when do I mow the grass and how short do I keep this newly seeded grass cut to for the first year?
Oh, that's a great question because, you know, you've got that nice little tender grass coming up and you're thinking, well, gosh, I don't want to hurt it with a lawnmower. But as soon as it's tall enough to cut, you should go ahead and mow that new grass. You do want to make sure that you haven't watered so much that you've got mud and the wheels of the lawnmower would pick up the new grass along with the mud and, you know, kind of get all caked on the wheels. So you may be back off your watering just a little bit. But as soon as it's tall enough to mow, which is right around 2.5 to 3 inches, when it gets to like 3 inches, you could cut it at a 2.5-inch mowing height.
Okay. And the other thing that I get an awful lot of questions is I planted a new lawn. I'm getting a lot of leaves falling on it. Is it safe to take the rake on this newly seeded lawn and get the leaves and the pine needles off without hurting the grass?
Well, that's always the dilemma because when the grass is really, really young and it's just starting to come up, you know, you have to be very careful if you do any raking. But, of course, if the leaves fall down and it smothers it, you know, they've got the leaf blowers now that really help quite a bit if you are able, if you've got an area where you could do that. But if you, once the grass has been mowed, or once it's getting close to that height to be mowed, then once you mow it, that will chop up a lot of those leaves and, you know, help kind of break them up so that they're not right there on the soil surface.
So it really is important that the leaves be raked or blown off the grass so that it doesn't smother everything.
Yeah, I've been able to do it sometimes carefully raking them. If you know that you're going to have a rain coming, a real heavy rain, if you can get them while they're a little bit on the drier side, they're a little easier to rake off of there. You know, you don't want to let them mat down on the new grass plants.
It really is important. Now, we've had, in fact, we had a couple of calls already today, Ashton, that people have said that they're seeing animals digging in a lawn, crows, raccoons, and skunks. Is there something that people can put down that will prevent these animals from digging and to kill whatever is in the ground? We're playing a little bit of music now because we're coming up to a commercial. When we come back, tell us about insect control in the fall, if you would, okay?
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scotts Winter Guard fertilizer and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scotts Winter Guard and Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Ashton Ritchie from the Scotts Company, and he's been telling us about what to do to start a new lawn and how to keep it healthy going into the winter and how to repair a good lawn. But this time of the year, there's still a lot of activity from animals and birds coming into the lawn because of grubs and other insects. Ashton, tell us what we should do at this time of the year to prevent the lawn being all ripped apart by these animals.
Well, Paul, if you put the grub X down earlier in the year, then you are protected from grubs. And a lot of these animals are looking. The raccoons, the skunks, the crows can be just looking for grubs that are in the lawn. But if you did get the grub X down, you are protected. If you didn't get it down, it is late to put the grub X down for this year, because usually you want to get that down by late summer. Now that we're getting into the fall, there's other grub products that your local garden nursery can recommend to you, but I don't have anything from Scotts that I can recommend that takes care of the grubs that are in your lawn right now.
Okay, but so it's basically too late to put down grub X now to do
yes,
a real good
job. Yes, but there are some
job.
Other products that you can check with your local Scotts Lawn Pro retailer, and they can help you there.
Okay. Now, we're getting ready for the winter. Is there something that we can put around the house that will keep the insects from coming in?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, you get to this time of the year, they're looking for the warmth. So you got a lot of insects to try to get in. And Ortho has a great product called Home Defense that you can actually spray around the outside of your foundation of your home. They also have it in a granular form that you can sprinkle around the foundation, and that keeps the insects, carpenter ants and other kinds of insects from getting into your home. And of course, mice trying to get in. Ortho has a great line of mouse traps. The one I enjoy using is the Kill and Contain mouse trap, where you don't actually have to see the mouse, and it's very very easy to set. You just pull down the little door, put a little peanut butter in there. Set it down, and then before you know it, you've got a mouse.
And how do you know he's in there?
Well, the lever moves. The red lever moves, and when it's moved to its caught position, then you can just grab the whole mouse trap, throw it away, mouse trap and all, without ever having to look at the mouse that you killed.
That's a great idea, because a lot of people, you know, they have a, especially now when it's time to get cold, these rodents are looking for a place that's going to be nice and warm, and they'll go into tool sheds, they'll go into garages, and that's a great tip, Ashton, to get everybody ready so that we don't have animals spending the winter destroying everything that we've done and making nests and everything else. Plus, they're not clean animals, so they can bring in diseases.
Absolutely.
And things
Absolutely.
Like that.
Well, you know, Paul, we've got a lot of information about the products on our website at Scotts.com. And, of course, the Lawn Pro retailers have been trained by the Scotts Training Institute, and they can help you with your lawn and garden questions. And just to, while we were taking a break, I went to the Scotts website just to double-check my information on the Scotts Easy Seed. And,
yes.
You know, it is early in the morning. It does have Scotts starter fertilizer in it, as I first said. And I don't know, I just had that one of those brain warps that thought maybe it doesn't have it. And then as I was speaking, I corrected myself, and I was wrong to correct myself. I should have stayed with my first inclination.
It's called a Teflon moment.
Well, you know, you get old, and actually the Scotts Easy Seed has got the good, high-quality seed. It's got the Scotts starter fertilizer, and it's got that mulch that holds the moisture next to the seed while it's germinating.
Now, that's something that's very unique, and Scotts is the only company that has this coating on the seed, right?
Yes, and the Turf Builder seed line, which you buy the seed that's rated for either sun or sun and shade or heat tolerance, whichever kind of situation that you have, each one of those seeds is coated with a super absorbent material that actually holds moisture next to the seed during that critical time when it's germinating. So, yes, these are two exclusive technologies to Scotts, the Scotts Easy Seed technology and the Scotts Turf Builder seed technology.
I mean, Scotts is really an incredible company with all of the new innovations, the new products that are coming out. And, you know, if you're listening to the program, next spring, the Scotts company is going to be introducing a whole new line to the garden centers. And there's a lot of really, really wonderful products called Whitney Farms, and we'll be telling you a lot about that in the days to come. But it's going to be absolutely wonderful. Ashton, thank you so much for your time. We'll look forward to seeing you again later. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Good to talk to you.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. The new EcoSmart Home Pest Control is organic and non-toxic, plant-based formula containing essential oils. Essential oils are nature's pesticides, safe to use around kids and pets. It will kill and repel over 100 home-invading pests. Its fast-acting formula will kill on contact. Food-grade ingredients make EcoSmart safe to use in the kitchen, around food preparation areas, and storage. Will not harm your environment. Look for the green and white package with a red safety seal. It's not just smart, it's...
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com or call toll free 866-372-9000.
1-800-926-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at sparkleauto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top of the line auto detailing products from sparkleauto.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just three capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Michael from Massachusetts, who has a couple of questions, one about Acusa dogwood and the other about an azalea.
Michael, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I'm a big fan of the show, and thank you for
taking my
call. I've got three questions I'd like to ask you. The first is I have a Coosa dogwood, which is about 11 years of age, and it is now covered with the red berries, and it does need a pruning, and I wanted to know when should I prune it. My second question, we also have some holly bushes that are about 4 feet tall, and again, those need to be shaped and pruned. And then my third question has to do with some azalea bushes that we have, which earlier in the beginning of the summer, they were covered with like a, I guess it's called rust. And I wanted to know is there a preventative product that I could use to prevent that? Or perhaps is there something that I could treat it once the rust gets on the bushes?
Okay. Now, you said it was a rust. Was it like a little mushroom-type growth, or was it when you touched it on the underside of the leaf, your hands got stained?
Now, it's kind of like a yellowish coloring on the leaves itself. I've never touched them, though, to see if it would actually come off.
Did it get thicker? Did the leaf seem to swell?
Kind of, yes.
Okay, because in the spring, there is a fungus, and if it's wet, when the new growth comes out and the new foliage forms, it looks like a mushroom, kind of a pale yellow in color, but it, when you touch it, it feels spongy. That is caused by the weather. And the basically all you need to do is to pick off those leaves, dispose of it, and you may not have that problem for another 10 years. It's just something that happens when all of the climatic things are in place. Temperature, humidity, rain, coolness of night, coolness during the day, and it is something that doesn't happen every year. So if you just pick them off, it will eliminate the problem. And if you're worried about next year, spray your plants when the flowers go by with something called Serenade. And Serenade will solve the problem with that. But it is not rust. Rust would be a blister on the underside of the leaf, and when you touch it, it will turn your finger kind of a rusty color. On your Yakuza dogwood, if you prune it back heavy now, you're going to remove all of the flower buds for next year. So the best time to do the pruning would be when the flowers begin to fade. So you can, but you'll have less flowers on your plant. And on your holly, if you prune it now, you're going to need to treat the plant with an anti-desiccant like Wiltproof. Otherwise, what's going to happen is you'll have a lot of dieback during the winter months. So for holly, a little bit of pruning around Thanksgiving for decoration, but a major pruning should be done in the spring of the year during March before the new growth starts. Thank you. John, who's next?
This is Jean from Massachusetts, who has a question about her lawn.
Jean, who's that? Jean, how can we help you?
Hi. My lawn is completely exposed to the sun. Therefore, it completely dried out. It's like I laid straw down on my lawn. Now it's starting to come back. Do we need to do anything? Will it just let it come back on its own?
Well, I think what you should do is to fertilize the lawn. That will help to give the grass that was hit with the drought more energy to come back, and it will help it to make some new growth. So a good feeding and then lots of water. And you need, for the lawn to really do good, you need 1 inch of water per week on your lawn. 1 inch per week. So what I do is you take a little petri dish or 2 1/5 cans, put it in the lawn, and put the sprinkler on. And when you have half full, if you could do it like Monday and Friday, half an inch each day, that would be the best for you, okay? Try that, and I know you'll have much better results. But fertilizing it right now is going to become very, very important, and plenty of water. We need a good soaking rain, and without the rain, we're going to have a problem. And So bring out the sprinkler, give him a good drink, and you'll be in good shape. John, who's next?
Up next, this is Lorraine from New Hampshire, who has a question about a mole.
Lorraine, good morning.
Good morning. I have two problems, moles and chipmunks. I applied GrubX to my entire yard in May and August. So about 3 weeks ago, I was very surprised to see mole trails in the perennial garden. And I have used two bags of Holy Moly, and every day I still see more trails. It's coming out into the lawn now. And I have treated the entire lawn with the Holy Moly. And mm-hmm. I'm just puzzled as to what is going on. And the chipmunks, I'm inundated with them. A shake away has not fazed them at all. They eat it, and they stay close by.
Part of the problem this year is we really have not had a lot of rain. And when you put down these products, the rain makes them activated. And the way that these products like Shake Away and Holy Moly, it's a castor oil-based product. And if the ground is dry, the products will dry out. So if you can water the lawn, it will activate the active ingredients. They'll stick to the insect, and it will help to drive them out. In my vegetable garden, I have had an unbelievable year with moles and voles. And it got to a point where no matter what I put, they just kept coming. And what I ended up doing, because I was worried they were going to eat everything, and they were eating all my peas, when the pea seedlings were up 6 inches, they were eating the young seedlings because the pea was still attached to it. And I went and I bought a product made by Bonide, and it's a poison bait. And I just opened up the little tunnel, put a little bit in the tunnel, and the problem was taken care of. But if I would try to really keep the lawn wet so that the active ingredients are working, and then if that doesn't work, then you're going to need to get a poison bait to put in the actual run of the animal to control it. I know it's probably the last thing that you want to do, but it's the only way it's going to work. And I tried everything. Never, ever had this problem before. But I had to go to the Bonide Mold Tox, which is a poison. And I just put a little bit in the hole or in the run. And within 2 weeks, there wasn't anything moving, which was really wonderful. So you may have to revert to that. But the active ingredients are castor oil. It's put in a dry form, and it's activated with moisture. And the lawn is dry, so it's gone into like a suspended animation. And until it rains or you water, it doesn't work. So try that. Thank you. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We'll work together to help you with your garden. John, who's up next?
Up next, this is Jane from Maine, who has a question about a tea rose.
Jane, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I'm calling about a tea leaf plant that I planted last fall, and I wrapped it with burlap right before the hard frost.
Mm-hmm.
And when I opened it up in the springtime, half of it had died. And I'm only assuming that it died because I don't have a green thumb. I'm really new with plants. I love them, but I don't know what I'm doing, actually. So anyway, it's a very small tea leaf rose plant. And two to three sprigs survived. They were nice and green, and they bloomed, three or four blossoms.
Great.
And the other half looks totally gone. What should I do?
Okay. Whatever's dead should be... Yeah, whatever's dead should be taken out. Okay, so any dead portion of that rose bush, take it right out. And next year, well, this year now, because we're coming into the fall season, what you're going to need to do is this. Wait until we've had a good hard frost and all the leaves come off of your rose bush. So it just sticks. Cover the plant, because it's small, with pine bark mulch. And you can buy a bag, a small bag at your local nursery. And this big mound of soil on top of it will do the job. If you cover it with a burlap bag, you need to fill the bag with pine needles. So you put a couple of tomato stakes, put your burlap bag around it, and then you stuff the bag with straw or pine needles, but you need to do that after the ground freezes. If you do it before, the mice will think that you built them a condo, and they'll move in, and they'll actually eat the rosebush. But you need to fill the burlap bag with pine needles, otherwise it's not going to work as good, because it's nothing but a big open spot. And never, ever use plastic. A black trash bag is probably the worst thing that you could do for trying to protect it. You did good with the burlap, because the heat could escape because the bag itself is porous. Okay? Our phone number, 800-259-9231. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma. Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool. After you work hard and long to make your yard look great, don't let wild animals destroy all you did during the fall and winter months. This year, use Repelzol from Bonide Lawn and Garden. One application will last for up to 2 months. Repelzol protects your plants from damage with its unique triple repellent power of touch, taste, and smell. Repelzol is the most comprehensive animal repellent on the market today and has a satisfaction guarantee or your money back. That's Repelzol.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity
capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I want to apologize for every now and then my voice gets a little bit slurred. I just want you to know everything is fine. I was taking some medicine for my diabetes, and it's an herbal, and it's reacted. It makes my saliva glands go crazy, so if all of a sudden I sound a little strange, I've come off the medicine, but because it's herbal, it takes longer to come out of your system. So please have some patience with me. I should be fine in another week or so. But I'm not having a stroke or anything like that. It's just the herbal medicine is in my system, and it makes my saliva glands go crazy. If you can see me here, we are at the Agrite store. And the only way I can do the show is to keep taking my handkerchief and put it in my mouth between callers. So I'm fine. It's just the herbals, medicine. So here's a case where chemicals are better than herbs. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Doris from California, who has a question about leaves.
Hi, Doris. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning, and thank you for sharing that. I was concerned myself. So I was out working in the garden yesterday and picked a whole bunch of cucumbers, but the leaves are kind of dead-looking, and I don't know if they've gotten mildew or aphids. But if I picked off all of the those leaves, would the vine continue to grow because they were so fruitful?
Yes, if you can remove some of those, of course, the best thing would be to hit the leaves with something that will control powdery mildew, like Serenade. But if you can feed those cucumbers, and most people at this time of the year figure the season's over, if you can feed them to help the plant produce additional foliage, they will continue to produce. And in your case, because your climate is different than where I live in New England, those cucumbers will continue to bloom, but the powdery mildew is covering the green part of the leaf, preventing the sunlight from being absorbed, and it's losing its energy from the sun. So use a fungicide, fertilize them, and the leaves that are really, really badly infected, remove those so that they won't infect the new growth that will form. But a liquid food like Miracle-Gro, Neptune's Harvest, something that's liquid and water-soluble will work a lot better. Okay? Give that a try, and believe me, you'll have more cucumbers than you can ever use. And that's what's nice about living in an area like California, where you have additional growing time compared to us in New England, where our garden days are numbered at this point. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. John, who's up next?
This is Ted from Maine, who's a question about plankton.
Hi, Ted. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul. You cut off in a couple of minutes, so I'll make it real quick up here. In fact, I just want to mention, I used to live for years right down the street from where you are. I used to buy an awful lot of stuff at Sandwich Agway. Home sweet home. But anyway,
yes.
A quick question. I use nothing but plantone fertilizer the last few years for my tower, fruit trees, asparagus, you name it. If I can't work it into the soil, which is better, which I've been able to do most of the time, simply broadcasting it on the top of the ground, is that sufficient? Or I'm basically throwing a lot of it away if I do that?
No. If you broadcast it and you're not able to cultivate it, it's still going to give you the same results. Every time it rains, the liquid will be absorbed into that little pellet, and the fertilizer will come out with the rainfall. If it's in contact with the soil, it's going to release faster and will do a better job. But what will happen is when you apply it at this time of the year, if you can't cultivate, when it starts to freeze and thaw, the ground opens and closes. And those granules will work their way in. A heavy rain will push it into the ground. Snow will push it into the ground. So if you can't cultivate, that's fine. And, for example, if you have Pachysandra, English ivy, myrtle, you can't cultivate. Broadcast it, wash it in, and you're in great shape. Thank you. If we can help you, one more hour, come on by and say hello. We are at Sandwich Agway, Route 6, in beautiful Cape Cod.